Perkei Avos, the fifth paragraph to Mishnah Beis, Asara Doros, Mi Adam Ad Noach. There are 10 generations, beginning from Noach, and then it continues with his son, Shes, Enosh, Canaan, Mahala, Yared, Chanoch, Meshuselach, Lemech, and then finally the 10th is Noach. Lahodi, and the question is, why does the Torah need to mention all these individuals who really didn't do anything special? In fact, some of them were not going in the proper path. So Lahodi is to teach us Kama Erech HaPayim Lefanav, is to give us a glimpse, to show us how much compassion, how slow Hashem is to anger, and not to pour His wrath upon people, even though they deserve it. Shekol HaDoros Hayu Machisan Uvayin, even though all these generations, as they continued, it caused Hashem to get more disappointed at our behavior. At Shehevi Aleihem as Mehamabel, until finally, ultimately, Hashem brings about the flood. And what this means is that Hashem gives us numerous opportunities to do tshuva, and even though really one would deserve punishment immediately, Hashem gives us these chances in order for us to be able to refine and improve our ways. And it also teaches us the message that one is not only held accountable for our generation. It teaches us that Hashem looks upon every generation, and perhaps one is responsible to look back and to learn from the mistakes of other people. And the fact that we don't, and we do the same thing, it actually shows that we're even more accountable, and therefore Hashem ultimately brings about the plague, about the flood. Asara Doros min Noach ad Abraham, and then the second half of the Mishnah discusses the next 10 generations, going all the way to generation number 20 of Abraham, starting with Noach's son, which is Shem, Arpachshad, Shalach, Avar, Peleg, Ra'u, Sarug, Nachar, Terach, and then finally Abraham. And once we finally get to the 20th generation, once we get to Abraham, Lahodiyah teaches us Kam Erech HaPayim Lefanav, again, how compassionate Hashem is, that even after Hashem punishes us with this flood, nonetheless, there are still people that do not do the proper thing. There are numerous people that were over the Bodah Zohar, they're idol worshippers. Shekol HaDoros Hayim Achisen Uvayin, Hashem was not pleased with that those generations either. Ashubo Abraham Bekiba Olav Sechar Kulam, until Abraham came and literally took all their reward. Because really, all of them were fit to receive Sechar. What did they do? What reward did Abraham take from them? It means that every person, even if they're the biggest Rishonim, had the opportunity by doing tshuva to ultimately thereafterwards to be able to reap and receive a tremendous amount of Sechar, a tremendous amount of reward. And therefore, this is what it means. The potential reward that they could have received, Abraham was given. And Abraham was also given this because, as the Pasuk says in Lech Lecha, Yes, the Nefesh, Asherasa B'Charan, that Abraham and Sarah, they both were very much involved in Kiruv, that Abraham was Megayeres HaNashim, the men, and Sarah was Megayeres HaNashim. She was able to bring closer the women. And because of this, they were able not only to improve themselves, but also to be able to refine and fix and cause the entire generation to do tshuva.